अनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना क्षीर बन छारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना क्षीर बन छारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्य नंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरि हराय नमः हरि हराय नमः कृष्ण यादवाय नमः कृष्ण यादवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन हरि हराये नमः हरि हराये नमः जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्य श्री श्रीमादिस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामा आचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय यमुना देवी की जय गंगा देवी की जय Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nu Dvarakadama ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Eva Kivalam Kalao Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyatha Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. We are assembled here on the 27th of November 2023 in the Western World Headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, Los Angeles, New Dwarka. We are here assembled together to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, currently studying the third canto, the status quo, finishing up chapter 19, the killing of the demon Hiranyaksha. Today's verse, number 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Etan Mahapunyam Alam Pavitram Danyam Yashasyam Padam Ayur Ashisham Pranindriyanam Yudhi Shaurya Vardhanam Narayanam Te Gatir Angasrinvatam Etan Mahapunyam Alam Pavitram Danyam Yashasyam Padam Ayur Ashisham Pranindriyanam Yudhi Shaurya Vardhanam Narayanam te gatir angasrinvatam Etan mahapunyam alam pavitram Danyam yashasyam padam ayur ashisham Pranindriyanam yudhisharya vardhanam Narayanam te gatir angasrinvatam. Please chant, O Vaishnavas.
Thank you.
ladies. Anyone else? This narrative, Mahapunyam, conferring great merit, Alam, very, Pavitram, sacred, Danyang, conferring wealth, Yashasyam, bearing fame, Padam, the receptacle, Ayu, of longevity, Ashisham, of the objects of one's desire, Prana, of the vital organs, Indriyanam, of the organs of action, Yudhi, on the field of battle, Shaurya, the strength, Vardhanam, increasing, Narayana, Lord Narayana, Ante, at the end of life, Gati, shelter, Anga, O dear Shaunaka, Srinvatam, of those who listen. Kindly repeat this most sacred narrative confers extraordinary merit, wealth, fame, longevity, and all the objects of one's desire. On the field of battle, it promotes the strength of one's vital organs and organs of action. One who listens to it at the last moment of his life is transferred to the supreme abode of the Lord. O dear Shaunaka, purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Devotees are generally attracted by the narratives of the pastimes of the Lord. And even though they do not prosecute austerities or meditation, this very process of hearing attentively about the pastimes of the Lord will endow them with innumerable benefits, such as wealth, fame, longevity, and other desirable aims of life. And if one continues to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narratives of the pastimes of the Lord, at the end of this life, one is sure to be transferred to the eternal transcendental abode of the Lord. Thus, hearers are benefited both ultimately and for long as they are in the material world. That is the supreme, sublime result of engaging in devotional service. The beginning of devotional service is to spare some time and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended 5 items of devotional service, namely, to serve the devotees of the Lord, to chant Hare Krishna, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to worship the deity of the Lord, and to live in a place of pilgrimage. Just performing these 5 activities can deliver one from the miserable condition of material life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 3rd canto, 19th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Killing of the Demon Hiranyaksha. So, at the end of the purport, Prabhupada referred to a section in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is from the teachings to Sanatan Goswami. The chapter is the Madhya Leela, chapter 22, the process of devotional service. So I'd like to read that section. Sadhu Sangha Namakirtan Bhagavat Sravana Mathura Vasa Sri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevana. One should associate with devotees, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. These 5 limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of these 5 awakens love for Krishna. With love and full faith, one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. One should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees. And one should associate with the devotees who are more advanced than oneself and who are endowed with a similar type of affection for the Lord. One should congregationally chant the holy name of the Lord and reside in Vrindavan. The power of these 5 principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, yesterday we observed the Tulsi Vivaha. And every morning we sing that Tulsi Kirtan song. And there is one line in that song that I try to remember as often as I can, especially when coming to a temple, where the line is, please give me the privilege of devotional service. I find that phrasing for me very significant. Yes, the service attitude of Krishna is part and parcel of the soul. course, the soul has free will. But constitutionally, the soul is servant. Even though we read in Prabhupada's books in the Vedas that sometimes the living entity is called Purusha, the enjoyer, the male. But that's only because the living entity has taken that false position as enjoyer. Because constitutionally, we are not the enjoyer. Studying carefully all of Prabhupada's books, there are several messages that are hammered again and again. Repeatedly, there are so many themes and conclusions Prabhupada emphasizes. So one of these is that we are the eternal servant of Krishna. That is what we are. In this material world, everybody's pretending. Pretending to be big athlete. Pretending to be big movie star or singer or president. This is all play. It's all imitation. I have a song that I sing sometimes. The soul is in drag, pretending to be something that it's not. I remember as a little boy, age of 5 or 6, my father, along with my brothers and my mother, going to the drive-in movies. That was very popular in the 50s and 60s, the drive-ins. Indeed, Archita and Bhrigupati can tell you the amazing time the whole Brooklyn Temple went to a drive-in theater to do book distribution. And what was the movie? The Exorcist. So we had one devotee, because we were all like bewildered. How are we going to... And this one devotee, he was Ramabhadra, but not the Ramabhadra that's present. It was a different... Prabhupada's disciple's name was Ramabhadra. And he said, "No, I got the line. I got the best line." We approach them and tell them, "This is a book about Krishna exorcising the demons." So that's how we went about our sankirtan. And the movie was so intense. I remember knocking on a window and the girl went, "Ah!" And I was informed that at that time, Devamrita Brahmachari was beat up because I guess he approached a car where somebody was having sex and the guy got out of the car and beat him up. So there were so many different things. And just goes to show, in those days, sankirtan was in every town and village, and I would say in every bar and brothel, book distribution would prevail. But as a little boy, I remember my father taking me to this movie, Pinocchio. And being a stupid, ignorant Forrest Gump, that's me, I remember I told my father, "Oh, I want you to call me Pinocchio from now on." And my father would oblige. Now, let's fast forward 30 years later, maybe 40 years later. I took my daughter, in disciplic succession, to also see the movie. But I was amazed how now, because of transcendental vision and knowledge, the movie took on a whole new purport. Notice the concept of karma. Whenever Pinocchio would tell a lie, his nose would grow. Karma, action, reaction. Then his father told him, you have to go to school if you want to be a real boy. But he was waylaid by some rascals, and they took him to this place, and it was like a heaven on earth. You could eat sweets all day in this place called Pleasure Island. Have as much sweets as you want. You could smoke cigars. You could shoot pool. You could just be a rascal. But karma took place. Because as you engaged in these activities, you changed from a boy into a donkey. And the whole purpose of this Pleasure Island was to capture these boys, turn them into donkeys, and then sell them for a profit and get slaughtered. So I took this, wow, this is a complete description of material existence. Cause and effect. By engaging in sense gratification, you don't become elevated by engaging in sense gratification. You become a jackass. You become a fool. Currently, last couple of weeks, I have been studying the section in the fourth canto, the story of King Paranjana, King Prachini Barhishat, being instructed by Narada, so merciful that Narada decided to deliver King Prachini Barhishat. Prabhupada was pointing out in the purports how Narada Muni is so important, so powerful, so influential, so and compassionate that he went there to deliver King Prachini Barishat. And repeatedly in the purports, Prabhupada is simply hammering this point. To engage in sense gratification is not the goal of life. And repeatedly the message is there. Devotional service, devotional service, devotional service. It's a privilege. Yes, it's inherent, but we gave up our position of service. That's why we're here. We gave up our original service. That's another thing Prabhupada mentions repeatedly, not only in that section, all throughout his books. Originally, we were with Krishna in service, but we gave it up. Why? To enjoy this material world. Now, let's look at our present existential position. As some of you are dozing. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gora chanda bole. Yes, you forget. The speaker can see everything. He knows when you are sleeping. Yes. That reminds me, about a month ago, Archita and some other devotees came to my place for prasad. And we were talking so many things. My wife was telling some stories about her experiences as a new devotee in Toronto and Montreal. And there's this one devotee, no names need to be mentioned. Names are protected to protect the innocent. So there's this one devotee. He fell asleep while giving class. So all the devotees, they were like, what do we do now? So one devotee, Subhas knows this devotee, Ron, you know Ron. He told the devotees, let's leave and go take prasad. So I guess that would never happen to me. So this concept, privilege of devotional service, we gave it up. We rejected it. But now, somehow or other, you're here. And whatever the past was, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What matters is now. Here you are, in the association of devotees. And those of you who live here in this dham. Do I call it a dham? Whose rooms are upstairs? Whose lotus feet walked in this temple? Our founder Acharya. What to speak of? We have the most famous, most beautiful deities, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. Yes. So Vas once told me a story. Long time ago, I think you told me how one time you had a audience with President Reagan. Is that right? You remember? You told me that story. Right? So that's considered a privilege. A great man. Not everybody can just meet with a great man. So it was a privilege, wouldn't you agree? Yes. So we are getting the privilege to serve the greatest. Purusha Uttama. The topmost transcendental person. And not only that, but we have an eternal relationship with that eternal supreme person. I always try to remember, yes, I have an eternal, we all do. We all do. There's one religion, they preach that we are the chosen people of God. All right, you can think like that. But we know from our Vedic scriptures, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. Krishna says, I'm equal. But yes, Krishna gives preference to his devotees. But we are all devotees. Some have forgotten. Some are willfully forgetting on purpose. And like us, we are trying to get back. Back home, back to Godhead. As Prabhupada wrote probably in the 60s. I have the clue how to go back home, back to Godhead. So, the privilege is that we have an opportunity to what? And Prabhupada uses this word so many times. Regain. If you regain something means you had it, you lost it, then you regained it. For instance, a couple of weeks ago, I was shopping and I left my cell phone in a store. And just as I was about to drive away, this nice lady came running out and said, "Oh, you left your phone." And I blessed her profusely. Yeah, right nowadays, the whole life is on the phone. The whole life is there. So I had lost it. I didn't even know I lost it because I was oblivious. And then it was returned. Prabhupada uses this term, a regain. Prabhupada also uses this term repeatedly, revive one's dormant Krishna consciousness. Anyone who's been to the ER or to a hospital, you might see somebody and they have the pallets clear and they give the electric shock hoping the person will be revived. Sometimes it works. Sometimes. Not all the time. But sometimes it works. He was on the verge of death. He got revived. Prabhupada uses that term repeatedly. Hammering this point that we have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And what is that relationship? Service, service, service. Whenever I do programs and I speak about Krishna and Yashoda, Damodar Leela, I always like to point out, here's the mother of God and she's working, making milk, butter, yogurt, cleaning. Not that the mother of God is sitting back with, you know, a big screen TV and changing and where is my lassi? No. The mother of God is working. But it's not work. It's blissful play. Taking the form of service. Another thing I like to preach. So many reasons why we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. There are a million reasons. But one reason is that by this chanting, one day, your unique, individual, eternal relationship will be reminded to you. You will understand, oh, this is what I'm meant to do forever. I know before becoming a devotee, you would hear so much, oh, we're going to go to heaven when we die. And we'll be in the clouds with our harps and we'll have little wings. We'll be little cherubs. Thinking, that's what you're going to do forever? But when we come to Krishna, you see five rasas. And within those rasas, so many different types of service is available. Of course, I pray, my private prayer, my dear Lord, I know that I will have to take at least one more birth. So please, in my next birth, as I'm coming out of my mother's womb, I want not to go wah, 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 but I want my parents to be shocked when they hear the words, Hare Krishna! That's what I pray for. That reminds me of 2 years ago, I had to go for a medical procedure. It's called a cystoscopy. Very nasty. And supposedly they numb the area, but I knew it was going to happen. At some moment, I started to feel this intense pain. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! And the doctor freaked out. He was Chinese, so I don't think he ever heard Hare Krishna, but you know how loud I am. My wife says, your voice is so loud. You don't need a microphone. So I freaked him out. Same thing happened when I was getting my new teeth in Panama. I have 14 implants. So that whole process took like 12 hours. And he had to do local injections to numb the gums. And each time, Hare Krishna! I guess you could say I'm a wimp. I don't do good with pain. So I definitely purified that dentist. So in finishing up, I would like to point out that those five limbs that was mentioned at the end of the purport and the excerpt, that is ISKCON, right there. See how scientific Prabhupada is a genius. I was mentioning this recently, helping people to understand how Prabhupada's books are written. They're not written like college textbooks, no. Prabhupada's books are written and he's teaching you just by you reading line by line, little by little, by repetition, you're learning the basics. You're learning this super advanced philosophy. So what is ISKCON? Serve the devotees. We serve each other. We all do that. Temple president is serving the devotees. He's not the enjoyer. He's serving. We're all serving. All right? We're all chanting what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Every day we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day, 4:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock, if you come in the evening, you're worshiping the deity. So that's 4 out of 5. And I have found references. Prabhupada considers his temples places of pilgrimage. These temples are special. They are very, very special. Especially, I specifically said this morning, Western World Headquarters. Is that still correct, Swabhas Prabhu? You approve? Okay. Just so that you know, when I come to give class, two people I always, make sure that they are satisfied, Archita and Swabhas. If I can satisfy them, I'm good to go. So in closing, I just want to say that yes, it is a privilege to come here to render some service, to chant, take prasadam, and please forgive my offenses. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One last thing about Pinocchio. I forgot that the whole thing was he wanted to become a real boy. He didn't want to be a wooden puppet. He wanted to be real. Same way, the conditioned soul in this material world, trying to imitate Krishna, we're all Pinocchios, trying to be something. But when you surrender to Krishna, when you touch the lotus feet of a pure devotee, as I love to tell my Christian brethren, we are born again of the Spirit. I'm born again. Yes, this is mentioned. You take your second birth. Who is the father? Spiritual master. The mother, the Vedic literatures. All right. Any comments, questions, chastisements? I will go with my senior godbrother first. Yes, Rabindranath.
Yeah, you mentioned about going back to Godhead, reviving one's Krishna consciousness. Does this imply that we originally came from the spiritual world?
Say it again. What was the last part? What?
Does that imply that we originally came from the spiritual world?
According to what I read in Prabhupada's books, that is not mentioned just once. It's mentioned several times. It's inferred several times. At least the books of Prabhupada I read.
Then why would anybody think differently then?
People think differently because it could be several reasons. They think they have gotten some higher knowledge. Or they think, which is even worse, that, Prabhupada, he's just one of the gurus. But there are those of us, I would think you would be one of them, that Prabhupada is our final authority. At least that's how I take it. So yes, there could... There could be references, there could be information, but I go by what I hear from my spiritual master, and that's how I preach. Yes, Architadasa, sorry.
But even existentially, everything comes from the spiritual platform. The material world is sometimes manifest, sometimes not. So you can't come from the material world. Sometimes it's not existing. The spiritual world exists eternally. The material world is like a cloud that appears and disappears. So you can't come from the material world. Everything comes from the spiritual platform. It's just common sense.
Okay, this Prabhu has been waiting patiently.
Hare Krishna,
could you speak a tad louder?
Okay. Many times in this class you mentioned that we have already a relationship with Krishna, Prabhupada says. At the same time, Narottam Das Thakur in Prema Bhakti Chandrika says, what we're meditating on our during spiritual practice, this will get at the stage of perfection. And you also like quote also Tulasi Maharani prayer. There is also this is appeal or request, please grant me particular, give me a particular relationship. So what is the use? So we also can see the our spiritual practice as the of the as the way to de, as developing bhava. So if you are meditating on Radha Rukmini Dvarakadish, then according to Narottam Das Thakur, you go to this abode. But if you're meditating on, for example, on what Tulasi Maharani, this prayer, you go there. So how is that comes together that we can develop this and we're asking, so what is the use to ask? To ask, please grant me this residence of Vrindavan. What is the use for developing then if we already have? So if I pray the whole life?
Yes, but you lost your privilege by coming to this material world. Now you're begging. Now you're asking. Now you're requesting. Now, you brought up a concept which I have found, personally, some references that you can be promoted. So yes, you have a constitutional position, but there is an opportunity to be promoted. Do you have a desire to be promoted to the topmost? I'm asking. Huh?
I will translate what for me, what does mean promoted, because I don't know, sorry.
Promoted means you're on this level and you get to a higher level. That's called promotion, like in a job. You start off, like my wife, started off as a file clerk. But because she's expert, she got promoted. Now, sometimes these big lawyers with 2 degrees ask for her opinion. So, yes, there is promotion.
So it means that if we are, for example, we have Rama Lila, this relationship, then that we practice, we can develop other relationship and we go there.
As I said, I have found some references to support that. It's not something I advertise because it's going to bring up 108 questions. So, but since you asked, then I have tried my best to respond. But lately, there's one verse in Bhagavad Gita that I use when things go, how should I say, when things get to a point, I say to people, Atuva bahunaitena king yatena tabarjana vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekangshena stito jagat. What is the need of all this detailed knowledge? Yes, you can know everything, but what's the real thing? Do I love Krishna? That was the question I asked Prabhupada. What pleases you the most? And his response was, when you love Krishna. So yes, I may know 108 Upanishads. I may know all the Sandarbhas. I may be able to quote all 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, which is great. But do I have love of Krishna? That's the key. And Naikatma is ready to chime in. We have opened the Transcendental Pandora Box.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu.
Could you speak a little louder?
Thank you very much for your wonderful class. I just wanted to add on to your excellent answer about promotion. Because promotion implies, and it helps us to understand that promotion comes from a higher authority.
Yes.
A higher source.
Somebody's granting it.
Someone is granting.
Yes.
There's a methodology, and there's a special benediction that comes from a higher authority. So Lord Chaitanya is giving us that. That he's giving us a methodology to be promoted by chanting the holy names. And because he's Krishna, he's giving us that highest rasa. So it's we can't do it simply by our own endeavor, but that promotion comes by the mercy of a higher authority.
Yes, like Prabhupada writes in First Canto, that you can do everything, but Krishna still has free will, and it's up to him, thumbs up, thumbs down. It's not a mechanical process, like nowadays, all my shopping, I do on Amazon. So I just click, click, click. Next day, everything's there. Not with this. It's not click, click. You have to be blessed. Yes. Architadasa wants to chime in.
Hare Krishna, because I think we still keep going around and around on these points. The spiritual world is perfect. See, we're looking from a material perspective. Like what you mentioned, your wife. A file clerk is much lower than a lawyer with 2 degrees. But in the spiritual world, everything is perfect. The relationship between the coward boys and Krishna is perfect. The relationship between his parents and him are perfect. All the relations are perfect. It's not, otherwise, Krishna would have just made everybody gopis. You see, and this is our envy. We want to be the topmost. So if the gopis are on the highest platform, then I want to be a gopi. And if Radharani is the topmost gopi, then I want to be Radharani. You can't be Radharani. You see? Krishna would have made every soul a gopi if the gopis are the only thing and the highest thing and nothing else matters. But no, every relationship with Krishna is perfect. Whether you're a coward boy or a tree or the water or his parents, everything is perfect. We should give up this envious attitude of wanting to be the best. And if the gopis are the best, then I have to be a gopi. Otherwise, I've failed. It doesn't work like that in the spiritual world. Every relationship with Krishna is perfect. Otherwise, Krishna could have easily made everyone a gopi. No coward boys, no trees, no water, no parents, just all gopis. It doesn't work like that. So even though it's mentioned that the gopis are the topmost, it doesn't mean that everybody has to be a gopi. And Lord Chaitanya exhibited that in that relationship with Sanatan, Rupa, and their brother Anupama. Sanatan and Rupa are the topmost Radha Krishna worshippers, but their brother Anupama was a Ram Bhakta. And Lord Chaitanya said, I embrace you. You're a great soul. Because you won't give up your affection for Lord Ram.
I think I will say Amen. Class is dismissed. Thank you very much for tolerating my vituperation. Would you like to wear the garland?